I got a question. Family history here. I just thought of this because I had a note in my car one time. Mom was asking me, where did you guys live when everybody was born? So, where did you guys live when you were born?
Bottom Isaac Hill.
Bottom Isaac Hill.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Where's that?
Remember the hill we come up, we said it's graded off now. There used to be two old farmhouses down there.
There's a new one down there, ranch style. In the old house, I think it's still there, the White House.
So there were two of them. My grandpa and grandma lived in one, and kids lived in the other one. I think I was born then, but we moved to Nichols shortly after that.
And the other boys?
They were all.
Everybody was born there?
I think so.
Bottom Isaac Hill. So if you're coming up the hill, it would be on the left-hand side. Because I think I know that one house that he's talking about, the old one that's been there.
You go down Isaac Hill, it'll be on the right side. Down
right,
at the bottom.
Yeah.
There's a ranch style home there now.
Yeah.
How old were you when you moved?
I was a newborn, so even about a couple years.
I don't know. I can kind of remember the old house out east of Echols.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
I can.
It's still out there.
It is?
Yeah, the old house, yeah. It's right out east of Echols. Where that creek is, the bridge out east of Echols there on 22. When you go east out of Echols?
Yes.
You go across that bridge?
Yes.
The bridge?
Yes.
The big white house. They put her a three-story house on the left. It's got a big attic there.
We drove out there a couple years ago.
And the boys, the three boys went to school down there at the end of the T Road. Joe Adams School. Oh, country school. It was down there at the T. Where Highway 70 is, and Highway 22 is.
All right. Someday we just need to pack a cooler and take a road trip. Yeah? Okay.
We're out after the cemetery. Good. Grandpa and Grandma's day.
Yeah, I love my
grandma's. It's a
surprise.
Are you going
to go to that old tree?
That
old tree. Okay. Kelly and I,
when
you were talking, my grandpa
was
at the cemetery. Yeah. Kelly and I.
I had a hell of a time finding the gravesite. You ain't ever been out there?
Nichols Cemetery?
The St. Mary's Cemetery? Out west Nichols? Up on the hill?
Yeah, where the Beckers and stuff are?
Yeah. Beckers.
This was the first year that Mom and I didn't go there and do flowers.
You got pictures on your telephone. She took pictures of this.
Isn't that Borwick? Borwick? That was
there? Yeah, she took pictures.
The Borwick.
Is that what it is? I can't remember. Yeah, I think, I don't know, there's like...
Well, the Becker kids are all buried out there, but where's the folks at? In the St. Mary's Cemetery?
I think further down. Aren't they?
I don't know.
I don't know. Mom's got it all wrote down. I'm telling you, every year...
Bernie and Millie and their kids?
Bernie and Millie, where are they buried at? The kids are all buried there in a row. Kids are all buried there in a row.
Yeah, Donnie, Ruth.
Marilyn, George.
And then they had one that died. They had one that died real young. Same name as mine.
You think I know this. We do this every year, but...
Five.
You need to write it
down. Mother has it wrote it down.
Five of
she
them.
She says it written. I'm good to go. You can see, yeah, I'm good to go. She does, though.
Yeah, we went to Wapello, we went to Tulsa City, Coneville, Swank Cemetery, the Memorial Park Cemetery, and Nichols. That's not a cemetery, for sure. Had a hell of a time finding Morrison Grave for a while, but
finally
found
it.
We didn't make it up there last year.
Where's he?
Up there on Hauser.
Okay.
That's Kelsey and her family live right up there.
Oh, they do.
Across the road.
They live across on Spinning Wheel Court. Marsh is in there too.